The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side and issue number 150, John.
Oh, wow.
150. I don't even want to talk about the title of the show, which the listeners already know.
They know.
150 issues we're at right now. And I had to go and check because we don't really pay attention to these things. But this is actually our 251st episode.
Show.
Right. Yeah. Crazy. Wow. And we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary in, this month?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. I'm amazed that
anybody is even still listening.
Yeah, I know. All right. We've got mailbag. We've got tons of breaking news. Lots of fun stuff. Can't wait to have discussions about that. Great checkout. Yeah. I've even got a little bit of issue. Issue, about something going on when we get to real world.
Okay.
I think you've noticed this issue. I think the listeners will have noticed this issue as well. So we'll get to that. But let's get to all of that by getting into the store. How's that sound?
All right, sounds good to me.
All right. Hey, John, how are we doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. It just occurred to me as we did that opening, why am I always standing outside my store talking to you when I've been here all day? I don't know why I'm getting into the store. I should already be in here.
You know what? It's funny you say that. I was thinking today, I was like, next time I'm down there, we have to do a video of you and I standing outside the store.
That way,
and
you
then
have
we
it
run
the
that
YouTube,
over
yeah.
everything we talk about on YouTube, so that it'll be just a video of us talking from behind, looking in the store,
Right.
But you're right. Why are you walking in the store?
Right. I don't know why I'm out there.
Do you want me to adjust the audio so it sounds like I'm talking to you through the glass?
Yeah.
Hey, John. Hey. Yeah. Knock, knock, knock.
Knocking on the window.
Yeah, come on in, dude.
Yeah.
You idiot. Hey, it's just fun. I don't know. We went.
Well, these things keep evolving. And it's
I know.
As they are, I'm like, well, now I don't know why I'm outside.
Right. Well, it started literally 3 years ago. We're like, how could we do the show? We're like, we're not very good. We don't know what we're doing. We're just two guys talking. All right, let's lean into that. Right. And we came up with the bell. It was like, all right. And then it's kind of evolved from there.
Yep. Ever-changing.
Ever-changing. Who knows? Maybe we'll be hosting it outside the store in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Speaking of the store, how's the store doing?
It's up and down right now, honestly.
Oh, yeah? I know you said last week was good.
This week's had some ups and downs. But, tomorrow's a big day. Well, today is a big day. There's a lot of comics out today, so
yeah.
Hopefully we have a big Wednesday. And kind of how Wednesday goes, that's how the week goes,
Well, yeah.
A good Wednesday and generally the rest of the week follows suit, but last Wednesday was kind of crappy and that followed suit for a couple days too.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So. It sounds like a good crowd in here right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people now.
Yeah.
Hopefully they buy stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're all just talking. We need them to buy stuff. So.
And not to us.
Well, we told them, we've got the theater rope set up around us while we do the show.
This is a big conversation that we're not even part of.
Right. Oh, that's good. All right. Do you want to get to Arkham Comics mailbag? We've got some stuff here. All right, here we go. Let's see here. What do we got?
Oh, nice sounder.
You like that?
It's just a bag.
It's just going through the bag.
Just a paper bag.
Looking up, trying to grab the sound here. And all right. First up, we have a new follower on Twitter. DC Comics comic cards followed us. That was pretty cool.
Cool.
And Martin Anderson also followed us this week. I grabbed that. Tom Bellows chimes in with King in Black run in Marvel. Any good? And I replied, I wasn't a huge fan. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Dr. Joe really liked it, but I couldn't hang on to the whole thing. It was a pretty big series and all the Purple stories, and that scared me off a bit, LOL. He said they're releasing some of it on Hoopla, so not sure if I should invest the time into it. And I said, I didn't stick it out long enough to give a reliable assessment. I'll ask John. So what is your assessment?
It's great.
Is it?
It's great, yes.
King in Black
is really liked
great.
It.
Okay.
Yes, I liked it a lot. I mean, you don't need to read all the ancillary Daredevil issues and all that stuff, but, you know, the King in Black and Venom are the two books I would read, you know, Venom for obvious reasons. And, yeah, it was great. And, you know, again, coming from not the biggest Venom fan, I've never really been, but I was a big fan of the Donny Cates run, and I really liked the way this King in Black ended up, and I'm looking forward to the new series to see where it picks up from there. So yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Cool.
I don't know what Hoopla is, but it's
definitely
worthwhile.
I think it's a new digital format or something.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's a new digital format where they're, I mean, Comixology, Hoopla, that type of thing. So
hey, just throwing it out there, but your local comic store should have the graphic novel. So
yeah. That too. Or you could mail order it through Arkham Comics and Games.
You could do that too, but I'm not even asking for that. I'm just asking you to drive to your local comic store and buy the graphic.
I know. John, you give.
I know, I give.
I mean, really. So, all right, moving on.
You know what? If one store does what? A rising tide raises all ships, right?
Right. So. Yeah, unless it's a sunken ship, but
yeah.
It just stays and the tide goes up.
Right, unless it's the Titanic.
It. Yeah.
Unless the ship has a hole in it.
Yeah.
Yep. But
we'll get to holes later.
With a bright side.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Could be rising, could be half full, could be on the bottom.
Could be half full. I won't even get into it. It's not even worth it. But
okay.
All right. Next up. Dr. Joe DMing us. Big Ben.
Yeah.
That's all he said. And you know what's so funny? I had no idea what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Because I didn't hear you say that when we were talking.
Yeah.
And, you know, last week we were talking about your balls.
Yeah.
and your wife asked you if you had names for the listeners, which we'll get to in a second. But I was like, I didn't even hear you say that. And then I just saw what, like, Dr. Joe said.
I didn't
said.
Remember saying it either.
Yeah.
Honestly,
you didn't hear yourself either.
Yeah. But then I read it and I was like, oh.
It must. Yeah. I guess that's what it was pertaining to. But then listening back, I heard it. I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny. Because we were in the middle of, like, going through the Seven Dwarves.
Right.
You just yelled out, Big Ben. next one. Oh, Martin Anderson. So he tweeted out last week. He said, though at @brightside_chat and at Arkham Comics, those first 25 minutes, funniest thing I've heard in a long time with a laughing, crying face.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It was fun. That was a good time.
It was a good week.
Know. We always have fun when we start reminiscing about old times and, you know.
Yeah, and talking about balls.
Yeah.
So, he was rode wet and put away hard. That was pretty good, too.
Yes, it was.
I was like, I don't think that's right, but.
Oh, I knew it wasn't. That's why I was like, oh, okay, whatever. Then we talked about it. We even talked about it later, too.
Yeah, it came up again later. I called it back.
Yeah. And then another Martin, who we know very well, he said, the answer is Brightsiders, duh.
I thought of that too. That's the only, yeah. You know, being not that creative, that's the only thing I could come up with. But
so you just told Martin that being not very creative.
Well,
it came from a listener who also named the what you call it, the hall of, what do we call it here? Where is it? There it is.
Closet
of justice.
Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came up with that.
Haven't had that in a while. Yeah.
But yeah, the Brightsiders. I guess we could say that. We just hit Brightsiders and the mailbag. So that was it. That was good. But yeah, that was fun. So that's all we have for the mailbag. And what else was it? Oh yeah, I had one other thing before we get into the news.
Okay.
Have you seen the story of the couple of gorillas?
She fell onto Dick. I have, yes. I've seen it. I've heard the audio.
Yeah, the audio for it is fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my. Yeah. Oh, my.
No, but I like how it's the audio. So for it, let's set it up for anybody that has no idea. But it was in New York, right? The Bronx Zoo,
remember.
I think.
Oh, maybe the Bronx.
It was the Bronx Zoo, and two gorillas went up to each other and gave each other a hug, and then one gorilla like fell onto his back as the other one slid down, and they just went to town.
Yeah.
And
and apparently two male gorillas on top
of
that.
Yeah, it was two male gorillas. We don't have the sounder for he.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No. Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But the audio that we heard, if you find that, like, there's an audio clip out there where you hear, like, people were videotaping it, and it was like, because it looked like a nice, normal, sweet moment, and everybody goes, oh, and then the ahs all just, because it was like, oh, that's lovely. It went to, oh no, the horror. Garvin was great.
He's the humanity.
Because it sounds like the Hindenburg footage.
Yeah.
Because it did, because that's what they had is audio, and they're like, and the big ship is coming in. And it's like, oh, no.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. Yeah, Google,
are you at least
Google
flashing
the
are you flashing the picture on YouTube at least now?
No, come on,
man.
No, I didn't grab
it's
it.
It's PG.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, it looks like two gorillas sleeping in a still image. Yeah, I didn't put that one up. I didn't grab that. I just thought of it just now because I knew we had the...
She fell onto Dick.
Sound, so that kind of reminded me of... Because I said that to you when I saw the image. I go, I got the sounder
for this. And then
wrote
it wet and put it away hard. He was rode mashed those away hard. Mash those two sounders together. She fell onto Dick. He was rode wet and put away hard. It's my poem. It's my epic.
Yeah, we need
it's like the Odyssey. I'm writing it 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
Sounder at a time.
I'm sure we'll get a few more in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Week after week. It's like, I just got to keep this on hand. Wait a minute. What did you say? Oh, all right. All right. Are we ready to get to whatever we have for Arkham News?
Yeah, let's pull it up real quick. Okay.
All right.
Are you ready?
And this this one here, before you say what it is, I felt like we talked about, did I dream that you and I already talked about this?
We talked about it.
Oh, we
did. I texted you about it like last Thursday.
Okay.
As soon as they announced it, I texted you, yes.
I swear to God, and we'll tell everybody in a second, I swear to God we had this conversation on air. And I thought I was in the middle of doing something, like typing something out while you were talking.
And not listening to me.
And not listening. So I listened back to our podcast for it, and I go, I wanted to get the details that you were giving, because I'm like really excited for it. And this is like a really long tease for everybody, but unless you're on YouTube and you see it right sitting there. But I'm like, what the? And I couldn't find it. And then you had it in the notes for this week, and I was like, wow, either I'm clairvoyant, which we went to high school with her, right? Clairvoyant?
We did, yeah, Claire.
But
I asked her to prom, but she turned me down.
No, she said no before you even asked her.
Yeah, she could see what that was going to be like.
Yeah, you just walked up and she went, nope.
Yeah.
I saw you coming a mile away.
So
All right. All right. Let's get to this. And the payoff isn't exactly
it's
what
it's not really
be.
Worth no. it. Yeah. Yeah, so Disney Plus has announced their Disney Plus Day coming on November 12th. Now, I don't know for sure.
Two-year anniversary, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the second annual Disney Plus Day, right? Because they did this last year, too. Mm-hmm. Basically, November 12th, there's a whole bunch of things happening, but most notably, Shang-Chi drops on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Free for everybody. There's no premium access to it. Jungle Cruise becomes
free.
Free for everybody.
Yeah.
And then they announced a Boba Fett special, which will be airing again just ahead of the Book of Boba Fett, which comes in December. There's also
I have a bunch of them here if you want me to read the list.
Yeah, there's a bunch of what's coming for Marvel, what's coming for Star Wars, and things like that. But yeah, if you want to go down the whole list,
yeah, I have.
You can. There's a new Home Alone movie.
Yep, Home Sweet Home Alone. Disney's Olaf Presents. Disney and Pixar's CIAO Alberto.
Chow
Alberto. I don't even know what that is. Do you?
Chow.
Yeah.
Oh, ciao, Alberto. Ciao is Italian, like goodbye, like hello, goodbye.
Yeah, but ciao, Alberto. So they saying goodbye to Alberto. I don't know.
Yeah, it must be maybe. Did you say Pixar?
Disney and Pixar's ciao.
Pixar, yeah.
Alberto.
So it must be just a new short or movie.
I can't be speaking multiple languages here.
I know. Sorry. I got Shang-Chi. I got ciao. I got
yeah. You know. Come on, spanning the globe here. All new short from The Simpsons, The World According to Jeff Goldblum from National Geographic, Season 2, Episodes 1 through 5, dropped that day, and a Star Wars special look, and a Marvel special look, and then it says, and more. Right. So, that's all on Disney Plus Day, November 12th. There could be some other big stuff in there, especially from Star Wars and Marvel.
There
that
could be, yeah.
You know, they're pretty good at that. I mean, you remember when Disney dropped, and I remember you and I, we started texting, we called each other, because the entire Star Wars saga was in 4K with Atmos, which was nowhere at the time.
Right. Right. We didn't know that was happening.
Yeah. That was almost as, to guys like you and I, that was almost as big a secret as like Luke showing up at the end of Mandalorian.
It was. It
you
was know, huge.
What? Yeah. It's like,
because of course,
amazing.
The very first thing I watched on Disney Plus when it dropped was A New Hope.
Yeah.
Because it's always the first thing that we watch.
Yep. And, you know? And you're like, it's in Atmos? Yeah. And then you looked at everything and you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Really cool. So I'm really looking forward. That'll be a fun day. What do you know what day that is? I am looking
I'm
efforting now with my calendar. The 12th. It's a Friday.
Awesome.
Woohoo! Maybe long weekend.
Yeah, I might have to take off Friday.
Long weekend. Sounds good to me. All right. Moving on.
Okay. A couple of rumors, actually, both for HBO Max. Sasha Calle's Supergirl, who is set to appear in the Flash movie, is rumored to be getting her own HBO Max television show.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also a rumored Red Hood live-action movie for HBO Max.
Now, that's
both
a
of
movie,
those would
right?
be awesome. Yes.
Yes.
The Red Hood would be a movie. The Supergirl is rumored to be a show.
Yeah.
So this is November is the... is actually the date for the series finale of the Supergirl show on CW.
Yeah.
But this is supposed to be a multiverse, like a different multiverse version of Supergirl. So it won't have any crossover or impact with the Supergirl show that's ending.
Probably up in the budget, up in the production quality, it'll be closer
And I would imagine that doesn't happen until after the Flash movie, so we're probably a bit away from this, but it'd be super cool.
I mean the Red Hood movie is really
and
cool
the Red
too.
Hood movie would be very cool too. Again, supposed to be.
Do you think they do an origin?
Well, yes. According to the article, it's supposed to be like a retelling of, you know, the death of Jason Todd and the resurrection into Red Hood. So yes, it's supposed to be his origin story expanded much more beyond what we got on Titans.
And they said it'll connect season. To the Nightwing film.
Yes, which so. Is also somewhere in development limbo.
Yeah.
But yes, it's supposed to feature the same Nightwing actor or character. So
the one, the image.
And now I don't know if Nightwing is also connected to the Matt Reeves Batman. That would just make this thing, you know, perfect, right? Because it would weave it all together.
Yeah.
We could mix in the Gotham show and the Penguin show and all this stuff we're getting on HBO Max. And
that should be coming soon, too, the Gotham show. Because isn't the Batman's coming?
Like spring, right?
Yeah.
Spring of next year, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. I mean, it was actually, wasn't it already slated to be out? We're past its.
I think
it
was supposed to be out originally this year.
Pre-COVID due date. So
yes, it should have been this year.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, so, and I know the Gotham show is a prequel to it. It's supposed to be like a warm-up. So we could be getting that, you know, in 4 months or six.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully. Hopefully yeah. soon. That'll be fun. All right.
Yeah.
Moving right along.
Moving along, we have the Orville season 3 premiere date. Orville was picked up by Hulu, canceled by Fox, picked up by Hulu. Premieres on Hulu on March 10th, 2022. That's great news for me. I love the Orville. I don't know. I know you watched a little bit of it, but I don't know if you
watched
much.
We started it. We didn't stick with it, though. Jen, it was tough for Jen to stick with. I liked it.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, she was like,
it's not her thing.
Yeah.
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 I really enjoyed it. I'm curious or interested to see what changes happen because of Hulu. You know, we'll get some cursing. Well, you know, maybe we'll get some.
Oh, because they go to streaming and stuff. Yeah, maybe.
They go to streaming, yeah. You know, sort of like Lucifer. You know, Lucifer didn't change a lot, but there is the occasional F-bomb and things that get dropped, you know, once it went to Netflix.
Right.
So same thing could happen with this.
I may catch up on that before March because I'm heading into my time of year where I can start watching shows before work. Like right now, I'm out of the house by about 7:30.
Yeah, but even if you dropped an episode a day or every other day.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, even on the, like, I even started this past weekend. I caught up on, or started some shows that we'll talk about in Real World, but before work, because I can get, I leave a little bit later, like 8.
Right. So, you know, once it starts getting into the winter months.
The colder months. I'm not leaving
and
until
actually
9 o'clock.
Get,
yeah,
well, so. And you get a lot more days off during the week, too. So
yeah. Yeah. Snow and bad weather. Right. I'm home earlier and leaving later. So.
Right.
And broke.
Yeah. Well, I hear you. But at least you can watch TV.
I can watch
else.
It. Yeah.
Doesn't cost you any money.
That's so. That's why I pay for all my streaming services yearly.
Right. So in the winter when I'm
in the
poor,
winter,
I can
I'm not
TV.
Like, oh, I got to cancel that. I can't.
Right. That's good.
All right. Next one.
Okay, next, the Super Mario Brothers movie got a couple of voice actors this week.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt and Anya Taylor-Joy are both joining the voice cast of this movie. So instantly gives me some interest in the movie that I did not have previously.
You're a big Chris Pratt fan, you are?
More Anya Taylor-Joy.
I know.
I like me some Chris Pratt.
Have you
I'm
seen
not gonna
Chris
lie.
Pratt in fishnets?
Yeah. Well, just that one weekend, but we don't want to talk about that.
No.
So,
this is not Bright Side Chat material, but have you ever been out and you saw fishnets and out of the corner of your eye and be like, ooh, nice. And it was like a guy.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, crap. Yeah.
It's like,
haven't
oh, Black
you?
Widow. Black Widow's here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, not Black Widow. Black Canary.
Yeah. Black Widow.
One of the blacks.
Yep.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You're good.
Yeah. I'm good with either one of them. So. All right. another rumor, but a rumor that could potentially be confirmed for us on Thursday of this week.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Sony is reportedly working on a Spider-Man and Venom crossover movie. So there have been some big teases about the post-credit scene on Venom 2 that will potentially involve this very thing. To the point where, you know, Tom Hardy and them are taking to social media and asking people not to spoil the post-credit scene after the movie. So so this is something we might be able to talk more about definitively next week. But but yeah, you know, this is kind of a no-brainer, right? Like, it's not really that far-fetched because they've been trying to build up their Spider-Verse with all these other ancillary characters, you know, ahead of time, and it's just a it just makes sense that they'd want to get Spider-Man in there too. So,
well, we talked about it way back when first
Venom
came out.
This is not a new rumor, really.
No, but the biggest holdup was the deal with Marvel,
right?
Sony and Marvel going back because Sony gave Marvel the rights because to use Spider-Man in the movie. But then it went back. There was a whatever. I mean, we don't have to get into it. But that it was that relationship that was supposedly holding up this, you know, crossover. So with that relationship being at least public image wise a lot better right now, maybe you know that is what they're doing, where everybody wants to, you know, the bigger the sandbox, you know, the more sand rising sand boats raise.
Exactly.
Same. Yeah, wedge that one in there nice.
Rising sand raises all pails.
There you go. Look at you.
Unless they have a hole in them.
Unless they have a shovel.
Yeah.
So. All right. But yeah, no, that would be really cool.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely be talking about that next week, one way or the other.
Well, we'll be talking about the movie, I'm sure, regardless. Yeah. So, and I'm sure in Kryptonite we'll be talking about the post-credit scene. So,
yep. Yep.
All right.
Moving along.
Next up,
can't wait for this.
Yeah, from HBO Max. And this is not a rumor. This is actually coming. Looks like they are working on a History of DC Comics documentary. Supposed to be a multi-part hour-long thing, I guess. So I don't know
exactly. Series? A docu-series, like?
Yeah, I don't know how long it's supposed to be. But yeah, I'm super into that, right?
Yeah.
I always love comic book history anyway, so be interested to see what kind of stuff they tackle with this.
Yeah. Honestly, that's one of the things I miss about DC Universe. That app.
Right.
The streaming service that we had, because I wish more people had gotten involved with that and weren't like, oh, it's $6.99 a month, because you got a lot for it. We had all those shows. We had Titans. We had Doom. Everything that's on HBO Max right now that everybody loves, you got there for half the price. Plus, I loved that the daily show that they did, where they did stuff like this. They talked to comic creators. They talked to, they told you behind the scenes stuff. They went behind the shows. They did all, and we don't have that. And we remember when Disney Plus came out, we were hoping that Marvel would do something like that.
Yeah.
And nobody's even come close to it. And I mean, I don't blame them because there were very few people really watching it.
Right.
I didn't watch
DC Daily every day, but I caught it once or twice a week.
Minutes long.
Yeah.
It was great.
But I caught it occasionally, and it was always great stuff. So,
yeah,
it's too bad that ended with, because there's no reason why they couldn't have just ported that whole show right over to HBO Max.
Right,
but it's not like they have a what am I thinking of? Like they don't have a time like a lineup that they have to stick with, right? Like they could just play it anytime you want. So
yeah,
Like network TV where you have to find a time slot to work it into.
Yeah, no kidding. And it's I really like that. I love the whole service, the whole streaming service together. I mean, at Christmas time, remember they had the Fire that you could put on your TV that would just loop for 20 minutes,
right.
And it had the Superman stocking, Wonder Woman, Batman stocking, and just a crackling fire going, and that.
Yeah, I had that running at the store, I think.
Yeah, and it just looped for 2 hours. And somebody would come and poke the fire every now and then, or throw something in, and it would turn green.
Because usually I'm running the six-hour loop of Darth Vader burning on the funeral pyre for Christmas.
Holiday cheer.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, it sounds like a fire burning.
Yeah, well, because it is. It's actually a person, but...
Hey. It's just a TV. You can't smell it. So
that's true. All right. Let's get to your...
Yeah, I called this, man.
speaking of clairvoyant...
I definitely called this.
Yes, you did. We did. We were like, kind of makes sense, but yeah.
So go Cobra ahead, Kai, take your bow. Cobra Kai season 4 has its premiere date on Netflix.
Guess
December
when?
December 31st.
There we go.
So
there you go. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I will likely be watching this on New Year's Day because New Year's Eve will probably be any shape to be watching this anyway.
No,
so,
no, but that's what we did on New Year's Day last year.
That's how I spent New Year's Day last year, binging Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
So.
So why did they do that? Just because they made the announcement that it's coming this year?
So they got to get it two in a year,
but it's still the same basic date? Because
I remember when they announced it being December, you know, in true bright side fashion, I was like, could be the first. Could be the 31st.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
So, yeah.
And that
you can't get any closer to to New Year's Day and still be in December. So
I wish I had the time or even knew which podcast that was, because I would have grabbed the sound. Because I know we were both like, oh, I hope it's 31st, because that was a great New Year's Day thing. I mean, just sat down and binged. However, 10 episodes that they're only a half hour long.
Yeah, it's yeah, but you know, it's the day. But
this
time
year, John, the race is on, because last year I won.
You did,
and
you
that's the only time I've ever won.
I know. So you don't have to stop and go to the bathroom between every episode. Like
we're the same age, you donkey.
Age has nothing to do with it. It's it's physiology. So,
all right. So yeah, can't wait for that. We're all excited. And yep, you called it. I wish I could find the sound on that, but
yeah, we need a bright side show historian that can go back there and look all this stuff up for us and tell us when it is.
Not us.
Yeah, it's not gonna happen. Yeah.
All right.
And then, yeah, this last one, I thought this had already happened, but...
I know. We've talked about it.
Yeah, Amazon has ordered their Boys spinoff to series. Hmm. So I guess that was, you know, they were talking about it off and on, and, you know, and it's supposed to take place in, like the high school, like the Boys, Vought High School or whatever. But I guess it hadn't been officially... ordered to series, and now it has. So, I mean, that's just good. I mean, any more of the Boys.
High school or college or whatever it is, but it's the same from the book. It's the
read, so I don't know. But
no, I've read a little bit of it. It's supposed to be even nastier than what we already know.
Well, that's what I heard, but the 10 or 12 issues I read, I didn't find it to be that. Really?
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Right. Not that that's what I was necessarily looking for, but I don't know. I didn't think it was any worse than the show, but I don't know. I just couldn't get into the book, so I didn't stick with it.
All right. They have, did you say who they have as showrunners? Michelle Fazekas?
I didn't say.
And Tara Butters?
But, okay.
Yeah. So, that'll be cool. That's a good show. I love the show.
It is, so. Yeah. I really like the Boys.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will be just as good.
Yep. All right. We ready to get to some comics?
Yes.
All right, John. What am I going to spend my money on this week?
All right. Ooh. First book is... Was that you or was that George
Takei? That was
me. Oh, I thought it was George Takei. I was like, when did we get that sounder?
Nope, that was just me.
Well, get George Takei and put it in next week. Yeah, oh, my.
Could, oh, my. I could anyway. Get that. That would be a good one for, like, if we... Ooh, oh, my. Yeah. We got a few oh, my's this week.
Yes, we do.
the one that I texted you about. Holy cow.
Yeah.
There's a lot. When we get to that one, there's a lot of covers. And I only just use the basic for the book. But there's a lot of variants for that cover. And there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. It's Miles Morales, Spider-Man issue number 30. The 1 in 10 variant here is seeing a lot of interest, selling for between $15 and $25. Something is Killing the Children, number 20. The 1 in 25 variant selling for about $35. Transformers Halloween Special 2021. The 1 in 10 variant here seems to be pretty scarce. The only sale that took place on eBay was from a month ago. 9/6, so 3 weeks ago. And that was for $50. There's only one active listing right now that's also for $50, but it hasn't sold yet. So
cool cover.
Yeah. It's just, again, one of those books where even 10 copies seems like a stretch for a lot of stores because Transformers just don't sell very well. And then... this is a short one this week because there's only one more. Wonder Woman Black and Gold, issue number 4. There's two open-to-order covers, the Middleton and Tula Lotte covers. Are both really nice and could see some interest.
I could only find the Middleton one. I didn't find the
Middleton.
Yeah, I couldn't find the Lotte or whatever.
Lotte. Lotte. Yeah. I don't know which one. I don't know what it looks like off the top of my head.
Mostly gold.
But then the 1 in 25, yeah.
No, it is. It's mostly gold, yeah.
Yeah, pretty the cool 1 in 25 variant, though, is selling for double ratio at around $50. So that one's doing pretty well.
I like the Middleton one better. I do have that image, the 1 in 25, and it's okay. It's just basically black and gold and just no shading, really. Just really
cool. I like Josh Middleton's work anyway. So
yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, the Middleton one's really nice. So, you'll like that. All right.
Yep, and that is it for Speculator Roundup.
All right, let's get into back issue bonus.
Okay. First one here shouldn't be a big surprise. Hit Monkey, issue number 1. We talked about this last week, going to series. Mm-hmm. This issue came out in 2010. Selling anywhere between $75 and $150. There's also a second print on that that's selling for about $150.
Know what's funny? I couldn't find a second print on that.
Oh no!
It said, well, I didn't search very hard. The website I used didn't have it. It said coming soon. I'm like, it's from 2010.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If it's coming, I don't know how soon is soon. But,
I was like, but I could have Googled it and looked, but I was,
or eBay
late, but yeah.
Yeah. eBay's really, yeah.
eBay's not good for getting images. It's good for finding out what it looks like. So I know which image to get, but to find the images,
the
not
image
very
quality
clean.
From there is not very it's good. Not, yeah. It's not great, but yes, at least you get to see what you're looking for.
Exactly.
Okay. Next up we have The Boys number 24. This is the first appearance of G-Wiz, and apparently G-Wiz has been confirmed to be featured in the upcoming spinoff show. So this is selling for about $30 to $50 for the A cover and $20 to $25 for the B cover. There's also a 1 in 10 black and white variant selling for as high as $130.
Nice.
So a lot there.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. Nebula, issue number 1. This is from 2020. Basically up from almost nothing to between $25 and $40. I guess the rumor is that Guardians of the Galaxy 3 will focus more on Gamora and Nebula. And so that's pushing interest up on this book. Yeah, this was a mini series that just came out that I couldn't give away. So, yeah. You just never know, right?
No, nope.
Never know.
Well, that's the thing. They all of a sudden. That's why they're worth so much because nobody has them, and then you just
nobody has them. Yeah.
Hey, look at this one. All right.
This next one. This is actually a piece of news that we didn't talk about, but it was announced yesterday that J. Michael Straczynski, who is behind the Resistance books over there at AWA, is rebooting Babylon 5. Now, for those that don't know, that was his show back on TV from 1995 or so. And it looks like he is going to be involved in rebooting the series as well. So this issue number one from 1995, it's only selling for about $10 at the moment, so this might be worth picking up before it heats up. I don't know. I mean, that show had a following. I don't know that this is going to be as big as, you know, a Star Trek or something like that.
Right.
But, or a new Battlestar Galactica or something. But
did you watch it back in the day?
I've seen episodes of it. I didn't faithfully watch it. And, it wasn't, I was much more into Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica and some of those other shows.
Right.
This
Star
one
Wars.
Didn't grab me as much. So, but now knowing, I like J. Michael Straczynski and I like his work. So knowing that he was involved, I may try to go back and watch some of it, or I might just wait for the new one and see.
Wait for the new one.
Because it is a reboot. It's not a continuation. Right. So, I feel like...
Yeah, kind of like they did with Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, so I feel like just waiting for the reboot.
Insane. I never expected it to be that good. Battlestar, that is.
Battlestar Galactica in the 70s, I loved it at the time.
I did too.
Mostly because I loved Star Wars, and this was the closest we could get to Star Wars on a weekly basis.
On TV, yeah.
But yes, the 2004 reboot of Battlestar. I've watched the entire series 3 times.
Yeah.
And it would not take a lot to get me to sit down and start over again.
I know.
Because I love that show. So yeah, it was great. So if this is anything like that, then who knows? The book could be worth, sky's the limit, right? You just never know.
Yep.
So.
Exactly.
All right. Next up,
see, it doesn't take much to get us going. Just have something, just that much of a tangent off Star Wars, and we'll talk for 10 minutes.
I know. That's why I just try to get us back on track.
I know. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Hey, that's okay.
Okay.
All right.
Next up, Kang the Conqueror, number 2. This just came out last week. Apparently, this book specced out last week, selling for between $10 and $20. This is the first Ravonna Renslayer as Moon Knight. So for those that don't know, Ravonna is the judge from the Loki TV show.
Okay.
And I didn't read this issue.
I didn't recognize the name, but...
Yeah, Ravonna is... that was the character from Loki. But anyways, I didn't enjoy the first issue, so I didn't read number 2, so I had no idea that she became Moon Knight, but I guess that's a thing. And... these might still be on the stands at your store. Hell, I might still have one or two on the stands at the store for cover price. So,
you better get it off.
I'll leave it for my regulars to pick it up.
Yeah.
At cover price still. If it's still there at the end of next week, I'll raise the price on it.
There you go.
This is interesting. Heathcliff, issue number 1 from 1985. So I guess Legendary Studios has acquired the film and TV rights to Heathcliff. For those that don't know, Heathcliff was a cartoon strip cat.
Yeah.
A la Garfield, but not as popular.
Yeah, it was a Garfield knockoff.
Yeah, and didn't eat lasagna and, hate Mondays, I guess. Speaking of lasagna, this is going to be a little tangent, but this just cracked me up because it happened today. Today's delivery, behind the curtains, this is actually Tuesday. It's not Wednesday. and this is delivery day. Yeah, this is delivery day for comics, right? So
yeah.
I do my comics delivery, and then I take, on my way home, I dump the trash in the dumpster behind the building. For those that don't know, I'm in a giant strip center. My trash can is actually way at the other... I have to drive to it. It's way too far to walk. But long story short, it's right behind an Italian restaurant.
Oh, boy.
And that's who I share the dumpster with. It's me and this restaurant.
Don't tell me you ate a day-old lasagna out of the trash.
I did not eat a day-old lasagna, but when I opened the lid to throw my trash in there, I saw at least 15... empty packages of Stouffer's lasagna
No.
Way too many for like a rando person to have just dumped their trash in there. Cause that's, I went back and looked a second time. Cause that's what I thought. I was like, oh, maybe somebody just dumped their dumped their stuff in the dumpster. But there was at least at least 15 empty Stouffer's lasagna boxes in the dumpster behind the Italian restaurant. So,
oh no.
I was just like, I don't know. I don't want to think. I've eaten there many times, and their food is pretty good.
At least as good as Stouffer's.
I've had lasagna there. Didn't taste like Stouffer's lasagna, but that's just way too big of a coincidence. So I thought I would bring that up.
That's not a coincidence. That's evidence. Well,
that's evidence, right? I should have took a picture of it. Brought it back inside.
15 boxes of Stouffer's. Yeah. And it's like, I wonder if they were doing like a catering gig or something.
That's what I say. Yeah, like I said, I don't know what I don't know what the details
in
were.
In an emergency, it just cracked me up.
Yeah, maybe they had a catering job and the cook called in sick or something. I don't know. But even still, whoever paid for that catering got a bunch of Stouffer's lasagna. So,
it's still not
a great thing. But
at the same time, you're paying for the catering, the service, not exactly that. When you eat catering food, you'd probably be happy it was Stouffer's.
Yeah, it's like craft services.
I've done some catering, and I've been in the back room and be like, trust me, Stouffer's is an upgrade.
Yeah. Anyways, back to Heathcliff.
Back to Heathcliff. I'd forgotten this guy existed.
Me too.
Until that's I saw this, and I had to read this again. I saw it. I was like, "This is so cool!" Because I loved Heathcliff. He was funny.
But yes, $30 for this book. So
I don't love him that much.
Yeah, I don't either. the side note here from the guy that put these notes together said, "If you're not following the current Heathcliff newspaper strip, you're missing out on one of the best and weirdest strips going currently." There's a lot to unpack there because, like, I don't even know who's still reading newspapers these days. And I didn't know Heathcliff was still in one. So,
Pretty sure Brightside Chat has a larger following than newspapers.
I think so. I guess you should check it out because apparently it's weird and good. So,
yeah. Hey, I'll have to. Where do they sell newspapers now?
Yeah, I don't know. The guys under the bridge always seem to have one.
Let me Google that. So, yeah.
I don't see any kids riding bikes throwing them at my house. So,
nope.
I don't know.
Nope.
All right. Next up, we have Deadpool number 19. This is the second appearance of Hit Monkey. I tell you, people seem to really be excited about this Hit Monkey show, I guess.
Yeah.
Because this thing is now selling for $20 to $40. I don't even know what a Hit Monkey is, to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever seen him appear in any comic book that I've read.
Well, but here's his second appearance, John.
Yeah, second appearance is in Deadpool number 19. This is the 2010 series, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, from 2016, Nova number 11. This is the first meeting of the Richard Rider Nova and the Sam Alexander Nova. Apparently, we've talked about this a few times. First meetings of characters are starting to pick up steam. And so this one hasn't quite spiked yet, still selling for around cover price. But at some point, there's been a lot of rumors about Nova movies and series and appearances. We already have the Nova Corps in the Guardians, in the MCU. So this could be a no-brainer to pick up, especially at cover price. So,
Yep.
And that is it for Back Issue Bonus.
All righty. Then let's get right over to FOC.
Pretty short FOC this week. There's not too many here, but starting with DC, we have variant cover. Yeah, definitely one of my favorites. Deathstroke Incorporated, issue number 2. Really nice Francesco Mattina variant cover here.
Really
featuring
nice.
Featuring your favorite and mine, Black Canary.
Yep. That's a nice one.
Nice cover, yeah. And Also, Harley Quinn number 8, another Derek Chu cover. Really nice.
That's
Ivy
a cool cover,
Harley,
too.
Yeah, Harley and Ivy cover.
Yeah, we got to get that. Oh, my.
Yeah, we definitely do.
We got to get that sound.
And then
it
new
might
series,
get us demonetized, John, and then they go, might. All our funds.
All our monies. Maybe yeah. I'll... Maybe at some point I'll get two coins to rub together, and then they'll take one away.
So, you have to have, like, in a year, you have to have, like, 4,000 viewed minutes to even be qualified. You have to have 1,000 followers, 4,000 viewed minutes. Like, we're coming in at, like, 26 followers.
Yeah, I think we're pretty safe.
26 viewed minutes.
Yeah, pretty safe.
Yeah, we're not worried about losing money.
No. All right, and let's see, new series from DC. We have Aquaman, Green Arrow, Deep Target, issue number 1. This is the crossover that you never knew you always wanted, right? Like Aquaman.
I think I've
and
seen
Green
this
Arrow.
Crossover before, though, haven't they? I don't know, maybe.
Hmm. I mean, there was Green Lantern, Green Arrow for years in the 70s and 80s, but
yeah.
But yeah, this is a 7-issue miniseries coming up with 2 covers. And then Human Target, issue number 1 of 12 with 2 covers. Mm-hmm. This is a Tom King joint.
So, okay.
And I don't know, like, I might be out on Mr. King
really?
For a while. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm really not loving.
Cat?
Yeah, I'm not loving the Batcat. I mean, I really liked Mr. Miracle a lot, and I liked Vision a lot. But I didn't like Rorschach, whatever,
right?
At all, and I really am not into Batcat. And this is just a character that already like doesn't excite me. I don't know if you guys remember the TV show from a couple years ago, Human Target, starred Mark Valley. It was based on this comic. It used to be a Vertigo comic, so
we'll see.
But
I'll give
anyway,
it a shot.
12 issues, 2 covers.
All right.
Moving on down to Image, we have Magic Order 2, issue number 1 of 6 with multiple covers.
Is that the game? That's a game, right?
No, Magic Order was the first miniseries. Was Mark Millar. It was optioned by Netflix as part of the Miller World acquisition.
Oh, okay.
And Magic Order is being worked on as a series. It might be a movie. I'm not sure if it's a movie or a series, but it's being developed by Netflix, and this is the sequel to that miniseries. So I enjoyed the first one. I'll be looking forward to this one. And then What's the Furthest Place from Here? Issue number 1 with multiple covers. I have no idea what that's about, but...
I always thought it was China.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You got to go straight down for that, right?
Yeah.
Dig down.
Dig deep.
Yep. Marvel variant covers, Inferno number 2. This is another one of the Joe Jusco masterpiece variants. This one features...
Another, oh my.
Yeah, Emma Frost. And pretty nice cover.
Yep.
And then new series from Marvel, we have Luke Cage, City on Fire. This is going to be a 3-issue miniseries with multiple covers. And then Venom number 1. With a whole bunch of covers. And then last but not least, from Vault Comics, we have The Rush, issue number 1, also with multiple covers.
Looks like a time period story.
Yeah.
Something from
I think
like
it's like a Gold Rush. 1900s. Yeah, I think it's Gold. I think it's a Gold Rush, like the late 1800s.
But a little bit of sci-fi in there because there's a big spider chasing them.
Yeah, just guessing, but that's kind of what the cover reminded me of.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And that is it for FOC.
All righty. John, that brings us to check out. Are you ready?
It does.
Are you ready?
I am.
All right.
I think so.
Get your books out now.
Yeah.
All right. First up.
I think we might have a little trouble naming this episode. For those that don't already know what the name is, and not in the way that we usually have trouble naming this episode. So if that tells you anything in advance.
Why? Because normally we're the bright side?
Yeah. Normally we like the books. This week, not so much.
I got an interesting take on this first one, though.
We're going to start with Frontiersman, issue number one. This is from Image Comics. It was written by Patrick Kinlan, had art by Marco Ferrari. So this book follows a character who, I guess in his younger days, was a superhero and is now retired. And he's kind of, well, frontiersman, right? Like, he's a loner. He's out living in the woods, you know, just doing Davy Crockett-type things out there in the woods.
Yeah.
And he meets up with a guy. Yeah, Grizzly Adams. He meets up with a guy who has, you know, broken into his home. And
if you call that meeting up with him.
Yeah.
It's like, I met this guy once. He was on my couch.
Right. to find out that this is a guy that, like, you know, he's part of an environmentalist group and he wants the frontiersman to come out, lend his voice and his pseudo celebrity to the cause. You know, the guy, you know, the frontiersman isn't necessarily on board with that. Goes through some soul searching and some discussion with some other people about the whole thing. So we get some flashbacks to the superhero days. Apparently in those days, he was one of the few people that was interested in any kind of environmental, preservation or awareness. There's a lot of commentary here. You know, there's a lot of comments about the Barack Obama administration, and then, you know, the current administration, which they don't name, but we're to understand that this takes place in the Trump age, I guess. This just wasn't for me. I really didn't like it a whole lot. If it wasn't for the fact that we were reviewing this, I probably wouldn't have even finished reading the whole thing. didn't really care for it. So,
okay.
Don't know what else. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm sure you've got your take on it. So
I too didn't really like it, but I didn't think it was awful. And the part about, I think this is what happens when you try, like, it wasn't even creatively done in a way of like, all right, we're going to make this about climate change.
Right.
I mean, it was just so in your face.
Well, you're right. It's just another commentary comic, right? Which we talked about a week or two ago about how so many books are, but this is what they are these
right.
days. And,
but you know what I thought was interesting about it is that I'm wondering if he missed the mark because his commentary was not necessarily about climate change. It was about that climate change is just the hot topic and it will pass, because that's what he's saying. That's what the frontiersman's saying. He just ended up retiring to the woods because when he was younger, he was fighting for climate change. And he, right. like, he, I guess he used to be a superhero, which that was kind of vague.
They were him and the professor that he talked to.
Yeah, used to be superheroes.
Part of, like, a superhero team or something.
Right.
Yeah.
But what he was basically saying is like, what are we doing? Why are you coming here to get me to be the face of something that when these people, meaning the kids, the younger generation, that's all about climate change, he goes, it'll pass. Right. And it was like, and I'm wondering, is like, is that what the book is about? That, like, nobody sticks with it. It ends up passing, and then another generation picks it up later. This isn't new, and I don't know. But to me, it was like, that's why I don't think this book is really that good. I thought it was, I wanted to finish reading it because I wanted to see what he was going for. And by the end of it, you're like, okay, that was it. I'm not sure which way he was leaning on this. I don't know. Is he trying to say we really need to get into climate change, or is he saying that, hey, climate change is no big deal because it just passes eventually? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And that, it's like, what? To me, it's like try to be a little bit more creative and not so, like, overt. Just like, boom, this book's about this. Try to make me think about it, not just throw it in my face.
Well, right, because that's the thing. There's a lot of books that are tackling a lot of social issues and commentaries and things like that. Like I said, I talked about it last week. But some of them are much more creative than others when it comes to how they present things.
Right.
And sometimes they're very thinly veiled, and sometimes they're woven in such a way that, you know, you have to, you know, you read the story and, you know, you have to really peek behind the curtain to see what the message is.
Right.
This one wasn't that. It was pretty much right there.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not necessarily for or against a lot of the causes that they're talking about in all these books. But it's just, it just wasn't interesting. Like, at the end of the day, I just didn't find it all that compelling.
You right.
know? So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's make it a little bit more, you know, about entertainment and not a big book on social commentary. So.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so that one.
All right, and then,
not the title.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this one may not be either. I don't know. So next one is He Who Fights with Monsters, issue number 1. This is from Ablaze Comics. It was written by Francesco Artabani. Art by Werther Deladera. So this book basically takes place in Nazi Germany during World War II. Focuses on the... Well, actually, it starts kind of like, I think, after the war has ended, and then does a flashback.
Mm.
Because it begins where there's actually a German prisoner that looks like he's being interrogated by a bunch of... Jewish people and, you know, being run out of wherever they are. I don't know where they are. But at this point, he was definitely a war criminal. But then they flash back to, I guess, the war. And, you know, you've got a guy who's in, in Prague. He's in Czechoslovakia. And he's a Jewish man, and he spends his time, his evenings, like caring for like the sick people, the old people, you know, everybody that's kind of being persecuted under the Nazi regime. And one evening while he's talking with you know, one of the people that he's visiting, this old man is telling him about you know, like an old folk tale about the Golem, right? And that's I've heard this story before. This is like an old folk tale from the Jewish culture. But they, you know, they have a Golem that they're able to summon from clay that protects them from danger. And the old man, you know, is trying to convince this person that this is not a rumor, that it's you know, actually something that can happen, and is urging him to basically, you know, summon or bring forth the Golem to help them with their struggle against, you know, the Nazi soldiers. I mean, this wasn't inherently a bad book necessarily.
No.
It just didn't do anything for me. Like, at
right.
the end of the day, it just didn't draw me in. It didn't get me that fired up about the Golem or anything like that. It just, I mean, it was a sad story. You know, again, it's just, you know, it really kind of brought out the occupation and the terrible living conditions that these people were put in during the war. But I've seen that before, you know, in a lot of other ways, and this didn't do anything new for me. And ultimately it just didn't really
yeah.
do anything for me. So so of the two, I don't know. I mean, I think this
I'd say
the
we
better,
hold off till the end
the
of the show.
Of
maybe
the
we'll
two,
come up with
but,
something.
I don't know that either one of these should be the show title, honestly. Like,
yeah,
I didn't like either one of them. So,
yeah, I wasn't a big fan of it myself. It was another one of those stories, like I said last week, that just, it really didn't feel like it was going anywhere fast enough for a number one book.
Right.
You know, like a number one book is supposed to hook you.
Right.
I didn't feel like, just like even in your description, you're like, it wasn't a bad story, but it's a story
right.
I've seen before, and it's yeah. kind of depressing. And they didn't do enough about the Golem to get you to be like, oh, I got to see where this goes. Just... No.
Well, because that's the thing for me. Like, again, if you're going to tell me a story that I've already seen before. Like, if you're going to tell me a World War II story about Nazis persecuting Jews, if you're going to show me a post-apocalyptic wasteland story that I've seen a million times, like, you better do something new for me, like,
right,
to get me invested in this. Because if you're just showing me something I've already seen a million times, and in most cases, better. Like, I've seen better representations of Nazi Germany, you know, in other things, and I've
more
seen
more create. Like, think of the opening to which X-Men was it with Magneto, and that was a great depiction of Nazi Germany put into the X-Men universe, but it put you in those concentration camps and put you it gave you the same feel, the fear, the despair, everything. It was like a 5-minute clip, if that.
Right.
And it nailed it. And it was very, I mean, obviously very creatively done in a way that, even in a comic book style, because even that opening scene, very monochromatic. And this is, we're talking about a movie here, right? We're not talking about a book where you could do the exact same thing. I didn't even feel like the artwork in this was very good. It was just like simple and not, there wasn't anything there to grab you into the book. So it was it was tough. Because it is a tough story, and you're hoping that it would be something at the end to be like, make me want to grab number two. And I just didn't feel either of these books had me going, wow, I can't wait to find out the end of Frontiersman. He's just looking at a tree.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, okay.
What the hell? We started the book with him. He lives in the trees.
Right.
Not in one, but basically that's what he's going to do at the end. And I'm like, yeah, so?
It just kind of came to an end. It was just like, okay.
I hate to be the one. I mean, let's spoil Frontiersman. The whole book is them trying to convince him to sit up in a tree. And then he says, no, 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 no. And the end of the book, he's staring up in the tree and he's going to go sit in it.
Right.
No explanation. And you're like, that's supposed to get you to number two to go, I can't wait to see why he changed his mind. Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, we have other books to talk about, though, John.
I have a couple.
Yeah. So, all right, let's start off with what else do you have to talk about? Because I have a few myself.
Well, Eat the Rich, issue 2.
Yes.
I read from last week. And, this just, like, really ramps things up to another notch after issue 1. But almost to the point where, you know, again, these people are garbage people, right? Like, they're, you know, they're eating other people. They're cannibals.
But the
reasons why the people were willing to agree to it just makes sense, right?
My chair over here. I'm so excited. Right.
It just made sense.
And it made sense.
Okay.
And John, is exactly what we were just talking about with those other books. Don't be so overt. Don't get it right in my face. Do something creative. Book 1 was, you're like, what is going on? Why are they doing this? And it had enough in book 1 to make you go, I can't wait to see what the hell's going on here in book 2.
Right.
And book 2 slams you, whether you realize it or not, this is a commentary on what we're doing right now. What's going on? What people are willing to do just to get by. Right. And here you have it. It's like in this story, if you're not reading, I don't want to spoil this at all, but if you're not reading Eat the Rich, Boom Comics, 1 and 2, they're pretty quick reads too.
They are.
But the second one, you do a complete flip-flop. Like, you're like, I can't argue with either side on this. Think of what the rich are providing here. They're doing a great service. The whacked out reason. But,
well, right, but the thing is, if you're the rich, right, like, they could be doing this without helping.
Without that service.
Right, exactly. Like, they could find a way to make this happen without doing anything to help the people.
Right.
So it's almost like, yes, we have these, it's kind of like Dexter, right? Like, he has urges to kill, so he goes and kills other killers, right? So it's like, it's the same kind of thing. It's like, we have these urges, right? We want to eat other people. We're cannibals, right? And so we can either just go out and do it against their will, or we can basically buy their life from them and I want to say, quote unquote, do it the right way. Like, I don't know if there's a right way to do it, but it's kind of like, yeah, you're like, well, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah, it was really, really good.
It's really good because by the end of the book, you were like, you're on their side.
Yeah.
Totally see. I mean, not my choice. I wouldn't
right,
do that.
Mine either, but.
But at the same time, I'm like, it's wow. And it's just an amazing transformation that you go through as a reader, because you can't even imagine why you would justify cannibalism. Right? Right? It's like,
right.
And I'm hoping that anybody listening to us right now is like,
yeah,
you got to pick
like,
this book up. Like, how are right. these two idiots justifying cannibalism? And like,
right.
Well, we're not.
I'm not, right. Let me be clear.
Let me be clear.
I'm not advocating for this.
No.
But I understand where they're coming from.
Exactly. So. Exactly. So, and I think on another level, the entire book, it is kind of, like I said, a commentary on society right now and how people right. are feeling. And it's like, because you have the side that's being cannibalized.
Right.
And they're all for it. And it's like, right. I need to do this to get by. And it's kind of like, hey, that's, I don't want to spoil it, but I'd love to talk about it so much.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that. Like, we'll get to book 3 and 4 and see where it goes. Because honestly, I don't have huge hopes about this a week after the fact.
This book came out a week ago. So
yeah, but I'm wondering how many people, just in case people haven't read it, you know.
Yeah.
But I could not wait to talk to you about this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really, really good.
It was.
Yeah. So, what else you got?
Moths issue, is it 4, I guess? I'm not even sure.
Oh, yeah, I read that one last week. Yep.
Yeah, I hadn't read it yet, but I read that.
Really good, huh?
Love that. First of all, the art in that book is fantastic.
Yes.
It's so great.
The hyper-realistic,
painted style.
Nice.
Michael Choi, I believe, is doing the art on that. But yeah, such a good story. You know, but I really liked this issue in particular, you know, with the relationships with, you know, like, the mom and like the best friend that wanted to commit suicide, even the boyfriend of you know, the moth, you know, the main character there. But I, you know, what I was thinking of is, you know, because, you know, she has like empathic abilities, I guess, and she, you know, she can kind of get your feelings. So like she made the comment about how, oh, well, I know he loves me because I can feel it, you know, and all this stuff. And I got to thinking, well, that's not so great if you're not like a great person, you know what I mean?
Right.
If I want to be out there cheating or something, it's not so great to be with somebody that has these. Of course, then I was thinking, if you can't stay faithful for like the 3 to 5 months that she's going to be alive, well,
right.
Then you probably shouldn't be there to begin with. But I was like, you know, but there was all that talk about like, you know, even like when they had sex for the first time and all that stuff. And she's like, I could just feel everything from
both
sides.
And he could too.
And I was like,
it's a two-way street.
Right. And I was like, well, that'd be pretty cool. But then I was like, well, wouldn't it be great if I like was trying to hide my my new projector purchase or something like that? You know? So
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just I don't know. I don't know if I could handle that much disappointment.
Yeah.
Wow,
but,
you're that disappointed in me.
such a good book though.
It's sad. By the end of the book.
Well, it is sad because like, at the end of this one, I think it said like 2 months left or something like
that. Yeah, that's how they're winding it. I think each book is a month or something, isn't
right.
it? It's like, you're like, oh my God. It's like really sad, but really, really good.
Yeah. And then the only other, I read, I don't know if you're reading this book or not. Are you reading Marjorie Finnegan?
No.
Temporal detective. I don't know what, it's temporal something. Oh, you should be reading this. It's from AWA. I think this was issue 3 or 4.
Did we read
crazy.
Book 1?
Well, I've read all of them. We probably talked about it. It's Garth Ennis. Okay. Garth Ennis writes it, and it's just crazy. Like, this book is insane.
I'll look
but,
it up.
But it's a lot of fun, and yeah, I think issue 4 or 5 came out last week. I read that, and that was great. That's really it, though. I mean, I read some. You know, I read The Death of Doctor Strange. It was fine. Can't even think of what else.
Did you see?
I read,
did you read Last Ronin?
Yes, I did read Last Ronin. Yep, I did. That was great. Yeah,
really good.
Really good.
I love the training montage.
Yeah,
that was so great. Where he's like,
Like, you can start now. Are you starting? You know,
are you starting? And it's like, But what's really funny is, I've done a lot of Brazilian jiu-jitsu. My buddy has a gym, and it's the exact same thing. He does it to me. He's like a second, I mean, he might be a third degree black belt by now. And in jiu-jitsu, it's all about exactly what he said in the book, what Mikey was saying. And he's like, you want to get your opponent to tire themselves out.
Right.
And my buddy, if you're familiar with jiu-jitsu at all, it's a lot of ground stuff, and it's just smothering the opponent and keeping them in control.
Yeah.
He can lay on top of you and just like with his hands behind his head, his chest on your chest, and you try to get up and you can't. And it's weird because he just, when they're that good and you're that far below them,
right?
They can just, and you just sit there and struggle and try to get up and you can't. And he just rests and waits for you to tire yourself out like a boa constrictor. And I always say that when I'm like rolling with him or fighting with him. It's like fighting with a boa constrictor because he just keeps going and gets closer, closer, and then just literally chokes you out.
Right.
And it reminded me a lot of what he was teaching her here. And it's like she's just, she keeps getting angrier and angrier, and he's just getting her riled up, and it's just getting them to punch themselves out. And then you just go tap and they fall down.
Right.
And it was, I thought that was really great. And it's the whole time he was doing it, I knew that's what was coming at the end of it. And he told, and she's sitting there like, he's like, that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
I also like, he's like, oh, you might have had me if you hadn't yelled as you were attacked. The first kick, she tried to hit, kick him in the back of the head. But then the rest of the story there, that where, I mean, that was entertaining. But the rest of the story about, you know, about Splinter and everything and Donatello and awful.
That's good. Yeah, it's really good.
It is really, really good. And only one book left on that, so we should maybe have that wrapped up by next Christmas, I think.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, next
maybe.
Christmas.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Yeah, because I forgot. I thought I missed a book because it's been long. I mean, when did 3 come out? March?
Well, 2-3 months ago, at least.
I thought, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, glad to see it there. Let's see. I read Moon Knight number 3.
I read that. Yep.
That was good. Yeah. Yep. I'm really liking that series, especially since I'm not as familiar with Moon Knight. So it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. And I, of course, King Spawn number 2.
Really I've read good. That too. Yeah.
Did you? Are you liking that? You know, I know you're it's not fine. Like a King Spawn fan like I am.
Yeah. Well, again, it just. It just seems like Spawn.
I know.
You know. But it was good. I mean, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the first one. I didn't, it's not that I didn't like it.
Right.
It just, I didn't see how it was any different than Spawn 322 or whatever it was.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I still don't really, but since I'm not reading that series, this is an easier way for me to keep up with it.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, it was that, number 1 and 2. So.
Yeah. That's about, I love the art in Spawn, in the Spawns too. It's just fantastic art in both the books, Spawn, King Spawn. I absolutely love it. And just, I love the whole story and the backstory to stuff. I'm having a lot of fun on that universe.
Yeah.
The one I didn't get to read this week was Batman.
I read Batman. I read Batman and Nightwing. They're fine. I mean, it's just, keeps going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just more of the story.
I didn't see Nightwing. I didn't grab that one.
Yeah, I read Nightwing. Now, the only problem I have with Nightwing, and actually I'll shout out Dr. Joe again because he talked about this last week, kind of the same issue, is like I wish they weren't sucking this book into Fear State. You know, like I just kind of want...
That's DC's thing. Yeah, I heard Dr. Joe talking about that.
Yeah, I know. It is what they do. It is what they do. And he is part of the Bat family. Yeah. And there was some good interaction with Bruce and him in this, you know, because they get together and Bruce is kind of helping him out in a battle that they're in. But, you know, so there's some good interaction between the two of them that was really good. Almost, you know, it really reminded me a lot of the scene in Titans where Bruce was talking to Jason. He said, you know, I'm not going to do that to my son and all that. Yeah. It was kind of the same type of thing here. He calls him his son. And, you know, it was really kind of nice. But I just kind of wish, like, Nightwing has his own thing going on there in Bloodhaven with, you know, all the sister and all that. And now it feels like for three issues, we're going to get pulled away from that. You know, again, it was like Daredevil, King in Black issues where...
Yeah.
And you just get sucked out of the story. Yeah, you just get sucked out of the story. And so, again, if you want Nightwing to be part of Fear State, just have him show up in those books. But it doesn't have to spill over into the ongoing Nightwing title because that's been so good that I just don't want to put it on hold for 3 months while we do this other story. But, I mean, Batman was fine. Again, it just is the story continuing on.
But would you prefer... See, like, I don't mind that they're doing that because it's a way of just, like, it's getting you to try and get you to go over to the other books. I don't like it. I agree
it does,
with you.
But if
I don't
not,
like it. But remember
not,
at the beginning of the year...
But they're not showing you what that book really is. You know what I mean? Like, if you read Nightwing for 3 months because it's part of Fear State, it's not really showing you what's so great about Nightwing because it... He's just part of the bigger story. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things going on in that book that, like, I get, like, if for a new reader, like, I don't know if it would bring me over to that title after
So Fear you're State looking ended. At it from the perspective of the people reading Fear State, and then they're going to come over to Nightwing.
Well, I thought you were saying if you're reading Fear State,
no,
right, that it's a way to get you to Nightwing. Read Nightwing.
Oh, I was saying if you're reading Nightwing... And then they incorporate Fear State into Nightwing, similar to Daredevil, King in Black.
Right.
And they get you to, like, maybe I'm not reading a ton of Fear, so it gets you to go over and be in part of that, as opposed to, remember at the beginning of the year, we were reading Batman, and they're like, we're going to stop Batman for 2 months.
Right.
So that we can... What was the title of that? It was called...
Well, they stopped everything because
everything.
Future State,
right? And we hated that. We're like, why don't you just do the book? So now they're actually doing Fear State, and they're keeping the books going. So it's like, I get what you're saying. Just incorporate him into that,
right?
But and keep the other story going. But at the same time, I got to admit, they are trying to just sell books.
Yeah.
And it gets,
well, like I said, it wasn't a bad book at all. Like, it's still a great, still a good book. It just, I just kind of want to keep going with that story.
Oh, yeah.
That's happening in Nightwing and not get sucked into the Fear State. Because, you know, to be fair, I don't know how many people are reading Nightwing every month that are not also reading Batman. Where the flip side is, there's probably a lot of people reading Batman that aren't reading Nightwing.
True.
So it's. True. I think it would be the other way around where
maybe.
Fear State is probably trying to bring in people to the Nightwing title. But if you're not showing what the Nightwing title really is, I don't know if you're going to get people to stick with it after Fear State is over.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was looking at it from the other perspective, but you're right.
But it was also good because it brought, you know, if you're keeping up with Fear State, you know what's kind of going on with Oracle and Barbara, and that spills into the Nightwing title too, and it kind of brings her back into the costume again, you know, and that was pretty cool. So it's a good book for sure, but I don't know. Like I said, I kind of...
I like them. I forgot. I couldn't wait to read it. I usually save those for, and I just never got to them. And I didn't even know Nightwing came out last week. I didn't. For some reason, I didn't see it. So I will have
It might have been 2 weeks ago. I don't know, because I'm a little behind. But
no, I don't think
it came out 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Then you definitely would have seen it then. So
yeah. So, all right. Is that it? You ready to get to Real World?
Yeah.
All right. Let's. Where's my reviews? Real World. All right. Speaking of Real World, we'll do. I can't wait to do Titans with you in Kryptonite because. Yeah, I'm with you there.
I am with riled you. Up.
So am I. And yeah, we should have opened the show with that, to be honest with you, because we'll save it for Kryptonite. It just, it's because we'll save it for Kryptonite. I'm riled up, but I'm not that bad. But okay. I am. You'll see. I can't. I'm like, conflicted. Let's just say I'm conflicted. I think you are too.
Oh, I am.
We haven't talked
not,
about
I'm
it.
I'm riled up. I'm not conflicted. I'm mad. But
yes. Yeah. It's,
but anyway.
Yeah. There's a scene in particular that I know that we're going to get to on that. And that is our spoiler free Titans moment.
Right.
Brought to you by Pepto Bismol.
But just before we get to that, again, pretty short week, pretty light week for me this week. I didn't watch a lot outside of, like I said, a lot of network shows are returning this week and last week. And so we're spending more time just watching, you know, weekly, hourly shows and not really digging into things. But a couple that I did, I started Star Wars Visions. Dropped last Wednesday. I think there's 8 episodes. I watched the first 9 episodes. I watched the first 3 of them, and I stopped there. I mean, I had time to watch more, but I am not really digging the Star Wars Visions.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
Don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I watched all 9 of them.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
I
stopped at 3. I'll watch them eventually, but I am not really digging it.
See, the stories, I think there's like wicked overacting in it. There's, but that's manga. That's the anime. That's who it's from.
Well, it's anime for sure. Like, it's definitely manga, and that's not what bothers me. I love anime and manga.
But I love the stories. Like, the first one,
I couldn't get into it.
See, here's the thing, and it's interesting. I thought you were going to like them because it's Star Wars, to be honest with you. But each story, it's like at the beginning, because they're all like a different style.
Yeah.
And
because they're all a different creator.
Right. But they're all different, like, version of manga or anime. And
right.
As they go on, each story, first you have to wrap your mind around, like, this is the Star Wars universe every single time. So there's 9 of them.
Right.
And they're all, like I said, in a different style. So you're getting reabsorbed into these fairly short 15 to 20
minutes. Yeah, 15, 17 minutes.
20 minutes, 21 minutes. I think the second to last one, I think, was 21 minutes or something like that. There's a few in there around the 20-minute mark. But they're very short, but as the stories progress, I really liked how they wrapped up the story. Like, I really liked the meanings of these stories.
Yeah.
And that's what I took away from it. And it some of them were a little slower building, but by the time you got to it, and almost in every single one, and I was thinking, I wasn't going to blast through them because I was thinking, oh, we could do like one a week and we could just talk about it because I was really enjoying them. And especially like in each episode, you can point your finger, or I could point my finger at like aha moment where it's like, now I like this episode, because almost every single one I was like, I'm not really crazy about this one. But then by the end of it, I was like, wow, that was really cool.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting. And it's so short. They're so short. And it's like, it feels slow, but then by the end of it, you're like, oh, that was a pretty cool story. And it's not hard to go back through and watch them again. So No, they're not long.
Like I said, I will definitely finish them. It's Star Wars. I'm not going to not watch them.
Right.
But, like, after three, I'd kind of had enough. I wasn't, you know, that engrossed in them that I was going to keep going. But, so, yeah, there's that. Next thing we watched, the first two episodes of Foundation on Apple TV.
Yes.
So this is based, for those that don't know, on books by Isaac Asimov. Came out like in the 50s.
Do you know that book? Are you familiar with them
so
at all?
I am not familiar with the books at all. So
me.
what I have seen is that the people that are familiar with the books and like the books are really not happy with this show at all.
Really?
It bears little to no resemblance to the source material that they're familiar with. I
Ignorance
have no connection to anything that has with any of these books, and I really dug this show.
I did too.
I liked the first two episodes.
This show.
I think the budget, like the production quality on this show from Apple TV, is like the budget has to be through the roof on this show. Like there are special effects and CGI. Like it is big budget.
I hope Dune is this good.
Yeah, I hope so too.
But here's the thing. I don't think it's going to be as good because Dune's only a movie.
Right.
We get this every week. I cannot wait for the next episode.
I know. It dropped.
I'm like,
I didn't even know it dropped two episodes. When the first one ended and it popped up and said, episode two, starting in 30 seconds, I was like, oh, I wasn't planning on watching another one. But
and episode one's like over an hour long.
It was
it's
long.
Like, what,
episode
an hour
two,
15, I think.
Yeah, something it like settled that. Back into like the 45-minute range for the second episode, which is what they should be.
So good.
But yeah, I really liked this show a lot. I thought, like I said, the production quality was through the roof. Again, great theater experience. If you're listening to the it's not. I don't think it was Atmos.
It is.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure it's Apple TV
but
does almost
either way,
everything in Atmos.
Either way, it was fantastic. And and I thought the story was great.
I love the story.
The people that read the book, it's a gender-swapped main character. So in the books, lead is a male character. So a lot of people are upset about that.
That's
a lot
different.
Of people are upset about the diversity in this show that was not present in the original books.
So are they saying there's too much diversity in the show?
Well, yeah, a lot of
so how can you be upset about that?
Well, because people are saying that it's not faithfully representing the books and the
characters. Only based on the book.
Yeah. Again, just what I read in the comments.
I love the idea.
Don't have any connection to
right
any of the source material, so I think it's great. I really enjoyed it. Great sci-fi, you know, story. Good ideas, and you know, again, very thought-provoking. So, again, it's one of those things. If you have Apple TV, and honestly, in the age of Ted Lasso, I don't know who doesn't have Apple TV anymore. This is definitely a show you should be watching. I think it was excellent.
Yeah.
So we watch those, and then. A little bit of Lucifer. I think we have three left. So we watched three or four more this week. And then it was just a lot of catching up on, you know, The Resident, 911, all these shows came back. And, you know, I watched The Morning Show and C and all these other shows.
What did you think of the second episode of The Morning Show? I wasn't crazy about it. I mean, I've loved that show all the way up until, bam, that episode. And
it didn't do anything
Reese
to make me not like it, but
character?
I don't like her character. At all.
I hate her.
Yeah,
absolutely
I don't like
her hate
character
her
at all.
Character.
Yeah,
it, to the point that I said to Jen, I'm like, I would just fire her the way
she's which is
acting.
What they want. Which
right.
is what everybody wants, except for Billy Crudup. There for some reason doesn't want to do it.
Right,
but
I'm like, I would just fire her. Anybody acting that way, I'd be like, well, you think you're that important? And that's the thing. It's not Reese Witherspoon that we hate. It's like, that's how good she's playing this role.
Right.
You absolutely hate this person.
Yeah.
And
the
like,
funny thing is, in season one, she's the character you're kind of rooting for.
Right, which is great that they did that flip. And
now she's completely like the donkey that you can't stand. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the episode in particular didn't changed my opinion of the show one way or the other, but I did come out of it feeling that I really disliked that character.
And what do you think? Jen and I had this conversation about Billy Crudup's character, and we were like, what do you think of him? I'll ask you that.
Well, he's just out for himself. Like, you can't trust... He's playing everybody, and you can't trust him as far as you can throw him. Like, at the end of episode one, Jennifer Aniston is like, can I trust you? And I'm like, absolutely not. You cannot trust him, you know? Because he's just a smarmy TV executive, and he's only out for himself.
But see, he's my favorite character because...
Well, he's a great character, but...
No, but I mean, even the person himself, I don't find him as smarmy. Jen feels the same way as you, and I said, no, he's a mirror to all these people. He's just doing to them what he needs to do to get this job done.
I think he's literally trying to do a good job.
That's what I mean.
And make the show successful.
Think of the people he's dealing with. Like, Jennifer Aniston's character is just as smarmy, just as bad, right? Reese Witherspoon,
absolutely.
Even last season, her character is just as bad as it is this season, but she was the up-and-comer.
Right.
And now she got close to the precipice, but then got knocked down a peg.
Yeah, she got knocked down a peg.
She thinks she's all that. And it's like, wait a minute. You're literally in, like, when Jennifer Aniston...
Well, she just has no idea that everybody wants her gone.
Right.
You know?
Nobody likes her.
And she doesn't realize how precarious her position is.
And she thinks she's so great, and she's got poor ratings. It's like she has nothing. She has no cards.
Right.
And she's playing like she's, you know, she's got a full house in her hands.
No legs to stand on.
And it's like, I loved, and that's why I said, like, Billy Crudup, it's like when he stood in her doorway there, and
it's like
he could have just said to her, he could have told her flat out, like, what's going down. And he was just letting her bury herself. And he's like, look, you've got to figure this out for yourself. And he just left it alone, and he went goodbye, and he walked out. And it's like, but he's still fighting for her. And that's kind of what I like about his character. He's just trying to do the best job that he can do. And that is his job. Right. And as slimy as people think he's being, he's only doing what it takes to get that job done.
Right.
And it's really cool. It's like, how close is this to reality that we don't see? And isn't
I'm
that
sure it's fairly accurate. You
isn't
know,
that scary?
Yeah, I'm sure it's fairly accurate.
That's what's fun about it, watching that all go on. And honestly, it's like we just talked a lot about it, and it was like, it's not really spoilers because it's all real.
It's not.
It's all stuff that we could tell you the entire thing, but if you're not taking part in the story, you're not getting the nitty gritty that really delves into this story in the show. And it's how, like, the whole world, that whole universe is fake.
I'll be honest with you. I think Apple TV is my favorite streaming service. Like, there is literally nothing I've watched on there that I haven't really thought was great. For All Mankind is one of the best shows.
I haven't seen that one yet. And I'm behind
it
on
is
C.
So
but yeah.
good.
The entire
is
thing
great.
Is must see, must own TV. And the interesting thing is you can't get their stuff anywhere else.
Right.
Anywhere else. Right. It's like Disney Plus. I love Disney Plus. I love the Marvel shows, but those are few and far between, and everything else on there that I really love, I already own.
Exactly.
But on Apple TV Plus, it's like they're putting out quality cinema stuff that you're like, I mean, they bought Greyhound.
Yeah, because I don't know if you've seen the trailer for the Tom Hanks movie that's coming up too?
That
looks fantastic.
Awesome.
I mean, Ted Lasso, again, if you haven't been living under a rock,
that's my quip
seven
that
Emmys.
I have.
Oh, well.
I have a big thing this
if
week.
If you want to get into that, that's
that
fine.
Issue.
I haven't watched anything else, so.
Okay. So my issue has to do with Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
And have you heard the negativity around the Ted Lasso show? Have you heard people that dislike
it? I know that they're out there. I mean, I've heard that people are complaining about this season because, you know, they don't like the Ted character as much, and they think I can't even comprehend it. Like, I don't even want to acknowledge those people's existence because
I'm not mad at people that don't like things if they have a reason, right? And it's like, all right, I wish it went in this direction, or I wish it went in that direction. or I liked it better last season when it was the, whatever it is. Right. And I'm not even talking about Ted Lasso in that particular vein. But what I'm saying is most of the negativity that I've heard where people say, like, they flat out go, it sucks. Right. I tried it. It's horrible.
Right.
Why?
Why? Right.
And
why
they can't tell you. Right. Try to find me a person that hates the show that started season one and says, no, it's horrible. I don't get it. It's dumb. It's right. stupid. And I've heard people say these things on different podcasts that I've listened to. And they're like, and I'm like, I think they're just trying to be a contrarian because the whole world loves this show.
Exactly. So I'm trying. I have to be different.
And it, but if you want to be different and you really want to put the nail in the coffin on, I hate this.
Right.
Come up with a reason.
Tell me why.
Tell me why. Tell me that it's poor writing. Because I'm like, if you don't like this show and you just don't have a heart.
Yeah.
If you literally, I mean, listen, watch
the show.
Especially
this week.
what week are you not sitting there going,
well, that's
true. I'm not, you know. No,
even last week when it was all weird, I was still like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it still had, at the end when he gets with that girl, it's like. Okay.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. And it's, I mean,
because the thing is, leading up to that episode last week, every other character in the show hates the idea of him being those two being together, like Beard and his girlfriend. They all think it's a bad relationship. They all hate it.
They think she's going to screw him again.
But you can't
leave him earlier last season.
Right. But again, you're on the outside looking in. When you get to that, through that episode,
yeah,
you're like, well, they actually have a pretty good thing, you know what I mean? And so,
well, cause, and that's the other thing is Beard for 1.5 seasons has been just that,
Beard. Right? Just we the Beard, right?
He doesn't even
that's
speak,
it. Right?
You know, it's like,
well, he's just that guy. He's kind of like the Yoda in the background, right?
Yeah,
he's always the guy that'll just throw it. It's like when Kevin Smith finally talks in the like when Silent Bob finally says something. It's like, you know,
exactly.
It's just something that is so poignant that you're like, oh, okay. But
didn't he have one line at one of the episodes, like, I think Nathan or whatever says, how did you know that? And he goes, I listen more than I speak.
Right.
And that's all he said. And it was like, oh,
yeah.
I obviously can't say that, but
right.
but yeah, it's surrounding the negativity of Ted Lasso. And it's like, how many Emmys did it win? And it's like, everybody was talking about it going into the Emmys. They're like, oh my God, it's just an amazing show that, yeah, I get it. It's not for everybody, but tell me why. Don't just say it's horrible.
Well, again, and it's not like you can't say, well, I don't like soccer because it's not a soccer show. You know what I mean? It's like, because that's what people, you know, I heard some of that and, you know, well, I'm just not into soccer. Well, you don't have to be. It's not a soccer show.
So
you know,
basically what you're telling me
is sports.
You
well,
saw
it's
the
sports
poster
show.
For it, and
exactly.
You said, I don't like it.
Right. Whatever show you think it is, it's not that, you know?
Well, because when you
unless
start
you're watching it.
Yeah, when you start episode one, my first impressions were like, oh, it's a soccer version of Major League.
Right.
And it is not.
It's not. Right.
And
it's not at all.
That's what's so great about it is it does it like it makes you think you're going in one direction and you're like the direction that it ends up going?
Yeah.
You're like I never thought it would go in that direction.
And honestly, so many people are talking about how they think season 2 is so much worse than season 1, and I am like just the opposite. I think season 2 has delved into all of these characters so much more and has had so many more moments of just like you said, heart and
but see
that you know
that to me is a different complaint, and that's a complaint with a foundation, right?
Right.
So I loved season. Now I'm not saying this, but say that somebody says I loved season one. I don't like what they're doing in season two, and here's why. And for exactly that reason, like I wanted finish out this one story before you start doing that, because one of the things that you and I have mentioned, like Nathan, he's a dink, and we haven't revisited that. But what they're doing is they're fleshing out each guy, each character, I should say, and then we're going to get a season 3. I mean, there's just too much money, and we're getting a season 4.
Yeah, there's no way this isn't going to be milked until the last drop.
What else is Apple TV putting up? I mean, they are, like you said, they are quickly becoming like the 6th network. Like,
they
have to have this. It's like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, And, oh, there's, Apple TV Plus.
There's not been anything, even and honestly, HBO. the worst thing on it for me is that one with that little girl. And that isn't even bad. It just got to be irritating to me last season.
Oh, but yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah, but like that's the worst thing they've had.
Right.
And even that was good. You know what I mean? So.
Speaking of that, I just figured out, me, the home theater guy, I just figured out how to use the Apple TV when you do the, when you hit, it takes you to Apple TV and shows you everything at the bottom of what you've been watching. So I programmed all my Apple TVs so that when you hit the TV button on the remote, it takes Jen and I right there. And now we're like, oh yeah, we did start that show. Now we don't go to any of the apps. We just go into the Apple TV app and it'll show it. Like, I want to watch Titans. Bam. It's right there. It takes me right to the episode. It was a little clunky at first because it has to sign you in. It has to, and once you've set all that up, it's just everything is right there. So now we'll have we'll be better at what do we want to watch? You just scroll right through and see what you've been watching and you just click on it. It's pretty, it makes it a lot easier. Nice, centrally located.
Yeah.
For all and like your I said, apps.
And I know you haven't watched Coda yet, right?
No.
And that is, again, probably my favorite movie of last year, and that was Apple TV.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't get any money from Apple TV. I'm not here to like sell you subscriptions or anything. But,
oh, no. But like, it's honestly, one of the cheapest subscriptions.
If you're not getting that for $4.99 a month, like, you're really missing out. You know, because there is some great content on that.
Last year, they bought Greyhound. And this year, I feel like they're actually putting out Greyhound quality stuff, like even better than that, you know, like stuff that you'd want to go see in the movies. And it's really such a great, and for $4.99.
Yeah, you can't beat it.
It's so funny. Like,
or go upgrade your phone and get it for a year for free.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly. It's like people, it's like if you put it out something for cheap, people don't like it. Like DC Universe. Oh, it was only $6.
Right.
Ah, it stinks. Have you tried it?
Yeah.
Because Titans was awesome on there when that dropped, and so was Doom Patrol. So was, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn was awesome. All of that was great. I love Harley Quinn.
Yeah. All of that was over there. Nobody wanted it. Now it's on HBO Max, and everybody's like, that's the best stuff.
Right.
But yeah, so we're still going through Euphoria. Really, really enjoying that, but you can only take so much of that at a time.
Yeah.
But we both really love that. And Lost Symbol, really liking that.
It's great.
The once a week drop, and that, it's so, I still haven't figured out if I read that that book. I think I did.
I thought I read it too, but as I'm watching this story, it doesn't seem familiar to me, so I don't know.
It does to me, the capital. I remember that story. I'm trying to because I've read all of them.
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to remember is which one is this? You know, because they're all very similar.
Was it not called The Lost Symbol?
Oh yeah, it was.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is knowing the parts of the story that are going to pop up. Like, which is the one where they weighed a soul? Do you remember that story? Have you read most of the
I read
Robert
most
Langdon
of his books. I thought I read them all, but I don't remember.
There's one where they actually, in the book, they actually weigh somebody at death, and they have a scale. Do you remember that story?
Somebody was just talking about that.
And What?
Oh, I don't know what I was watching where they brought that up.
Maybe it was this. Lost Symbol. Did I not get to that episode?
Well, there's only two episodes.
Yeah.
But no, this was more like it came up in something else. It was more a comedy thing than this.
I know.
Said, because what you're really saying there is that somebody murdered somebody.
Right.
And then weighed them afterwards. And then,
what was that?
Somebody weighed you and then murdered you and then weighed you again.
Yeah.
And it was just something I watched this week. I just don't remember what it was.
Only Murders in the Building? Have you seen that yet?
Haven't watched that yet.
Okay,
haven't even started that yet.
That would be murders.
Might have been Lucifer. Might have been on Lucifer. I don't know.
Might have been Lucifer.
Because I've only watched a few shows. So
yeah,
but
Yeah, because I
but
heard
they
the
brought
same
that
thing,
up
because so
they said something
together.
About
yeah, yeah.
something about the weight of a soul is this, and
yeah.
the response was, well, the only way to figure that out,
right,
is to weigh somebody and then murder them and then weigh them again. So
John, the listeners are probably going to know what I'm about to say.
Oh, okay.
But what do you think of a show title, Apple TV Plus Foundations?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Good.
Yeah,
they
good with that, yeah.
And that's why the listeners know that already.
Yeah, because they so let it be written.
I don't think
so
they know how
done.
Special that is for them, because we literally
I know. They don't know how good they have it.
Yeah, it's like it's I'm still like wrapping my mind around like they already know.
Right.
Because as we're talking.
Because so much work goes into figuring out the title.
Yeah, well, you know, we brainstorm, we have pre-show meetings. Yeah, it's crazy, you know. A lot goes into this.
Yep.
It's like last week's show prep. It was so funny when we, remember last week we started and we had a rough start and we had to start like three times. And then we said we started like three times and we never clarified. It's like, it wasn't that we don't know how to start the show. We kept getting interrupted.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. And then John would be like, we're not recording. Okay. All right. Let's start again. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hey, welcome back to the Bright Side. And he was like, issue number 149.
Yeah. That's right. My door. Somebody knocked on my door.
John's like, hang on. Somebody's
trying to sell me solar panels.
And we're like, what the hell?
It's like, don't you know I'm recording in here? I need to get one of those lights that goes on my front door, like an on-air light. So as soon as we start recording.
I know.
I'm definitely buying one of those.
Yeah. We got to get
I'm gonna be checking. I'm going to be searching Amazon here in the next 20 minutes.
An on-air light. That's
yeah.
Great.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what was it? Yeah. That's so great. But that's what it was. And we're like, oh, for the love of God. And then when it finally was, that's when I finally, like, huh, I think I wanted to start the show. I was
it's like, let's just go.
I fumbled because I was like, instead of saying, hey, welcome back to the Bright Side, I started like a, hey, home theater, welcome back to the world. Like, just go.
Just go.
Somebody gets to the door.
Go.
Oh, and then this week we had a power outage here. I lost internet.
Dropped.
So they won't know when
And I'm
that
the
is.
One in a thunderstorm. Like,
we've
going to lose power.
We've got stuff going up here, too.
Oh,
we've got rain.
Okay.
And it wasn't raining, though. I went out while that was going on. I went and took the trash out and everything. There was a lull, but. But yeah, my internet dropped out, and hey, here we go. So,
yep.
The pains we go through for all of this.
For the yep,
yeah,
it's our art.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of pains in our art.
Yeah.
All right. Is that all we have? I think.
So.
We'll talk about What If, and we'll talk about Titans when we get to. I liked What If this week. We'll reserve all Titans talk for after because once we get us going, spoilers are coming out.
Yeah.
But What If, spoiler free, really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. It was funny. It was a good.
It was just a fun. Yeah.
It was a good kind of What like If. A, legit.
It was, and it felt like a good like intermission type of thing. You know what I mean? Like it lightened things up after like halfway point. You know what I mean?
If this happened, all the negativity in the world.
Right.
Right.
This was just like a what if,
there wasn't really a negative to it. It was just, okay.
Yeah.
Hank Pym, another week without Hank Pym. So
without
that was
Hank,
nice.
Yep.
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 Sure. He'll come back strong next week.
And this, I think is our, we'll get into this in Kryptonite, but I think this is our first kind of, I don't want to say two-parter, but I think the next episode picks up right where this one ended.
And oh, really?
I believe so. I thought I read that somewhere.
Well, aren't we getting the second half to zombies? Aren't we going to get the second half to...
Right, but this one is kind of... That comes later, though. This is the first one. We'll get into it in spoilers, but you know, the very end, the character there, I believe, is the focus of the next episode.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like, there's a thread, a continuation. Yes. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. I guess that will do it then. That should do it for this week. Thank you to everybody for listening. If you'd like to be part of Arkham Comics Mailbag next week, you can email us at thebrightsidechat@gmail.com, or you can tweet @brightside_chat. You can tweet at us. You can DM us, whichever you'd like. You can try talking to John at Arkham Comics with an X. I'm not sure that'll get into the show, but
depends on when
it
happens.
Or you just put us, like most people, like Martin did this week. You can put
tag
both
us
of
both.
Us, tag us
yep.
both, and tag you're it. We're in. Because that's always fun. Questions, comments, anything you want to say, we'll talk about it. I'd love to hear what people are thinking of Titans.
Yeah. I have a love-hate relationship with that show right now.
Yeah.
So,
and if you're in the Nerdy Legion and you're listening, Martin, Nick, you know what Nick is really good at? Nick is really good at promoting us, and he like retweets us, he comments on us, but Nick's got to get involved in the show. This is a comic book store. This is the place for people to come and hang out from the Nerdy Legion. Let's get him into the store. That's what I want to find out. So we're either going to find out if Nick listens this long into the show.
Yeah.
And that was what's funny about Martin's comment last week. First 25 minutes, great. I was laughing. I'm like, yeah, unfortunately, the show's over 2 hours long.
Right.
Goes downhill real quick after that.
I was going to say, what about the rest? Yep.
All right. All right, that'll do it. Let's get to Kryptonite.
Ciao, Brightsiders.
There you go. Ciao, Brightsiders. Oh, there we go. All right, that sounds great. We will see you next week. Thanks for listening. Stick around for some... Hey, Fred. All right, John. There's the sound. Yeah, we go. All right. It's locked now, right?
It is locked.
All righty. Perfect. All right, let's do what if first.
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to be able to talk about what if after that.
Yeah.
I
mean, not a lot here, right? Party Thor. So
yeah, Party
just
Thor.
Just a lot of fun.
But isn't that's what was so cool about it. Like you said, there was no, like, oh, if this happens, it was automatic. It's the opportunity that something could happen that it's still not, there's no negativity to it.
Right.
He's still Thor, but he's Party Thor. And I guess they didn't delve into the fact that maybe he doesn't become, I guess he still could be the Avenger, but it was just a good time.
Yeah.
And it still had that same, he still ends up with, what's her name?
With Jane.
Jane. And, you know, so you get all of that, and Jane goes to his mom. And
yeah, well, and they brought in Korg. Like, Korg was still there, you know.
Yeah, a lot of characters are dropping in. Even Jeff Goldblum's character was
there. Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was there. Now,
it wasn't
a lot
him
of voices.
That voiced it, though, was it?
I thought it was. Like,
it
I
sounded
thought,
like him in one part, but I wasn't
I thought,
sure.
It was definitely Natalie Portman. It was
yes,
Chris Hemsworth,
and,
of course,
and her friend Darcy.
Darcy was Kat Dennings. So like the first page of names was all the original people, and then like the second page was all
right.
You know, Tom Hiddleston. You know, it was Taika Waititi. You know, it was all those guys.
Yeah,
but you know, like it wasn't Rene. You know, Rene Russo wasn't back. Brie Larson wasn't back. You know.
So. Yeah, it wasn't Brie. They did a decent job of her, though.
Yeah.
And that was a fun fight.
It was.
Watching them go
super
at
good.
It. Like,
yeah, super
like,
good.
It was like WWE wrestling, because they can't get hurt, but they just keep kicking the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, super fun. You know, obviously, like, you know, he's not scared of Thanos. He's not scared of anybody except for his mom, apparently. You know, like mom's coming down and he's freaking out.
Yeah, IMDb is saying that it was Jeff Goldblum, so.
Yeah.
Kobe Smulders. Yeah.
I need to clean my room type of thing. Mom's coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. And like
that
petrified
was awesome.
Of her.
Yeah.
What I also thought it was funny is that when.
But then, like, Captain Marvel comes and has his back at the end. Like, here's that book you were looking for. Like, really Ferris Bueller's Day Off thing going on, you know?
How about this entire episode? Do you remember why this took place? Odin took a nap.
That's right, yeah.
Odin's taking a nap.
Yeah. Like, so mom's I'm out. I'm going on a girls' weekend, and Thor's like,
yeah. But I thought it was great. Like, she's poking his face. She was poking his cheek. Like, yep, he's out. All right, let's go. And they're like, where you going? What are you? And it's like, and what's his name? Has to watch Thor.
Heimdall.
That's it. Yeah, Heimdall. Like, keep an eye on Thor. And he goes, wait, what? Huh? Come on.
He's like, we're going to Midgard. Nobody watches there, or you know, something like that.
And then when Loki shows up,
yeah,
I thought that was awesome because I thought it was like, so Loki is like, you know, the god of mischief, and it's like, so he's always changing his image, so he just keeps that image to fit in with where he was raised, but in reality, he's a frost giant.
Yeah, he's the right.
He's a giant, and it's and then when they do run into each other, and they're like, and you're like, uh-oh, here we go. But then
it was
like,
that whole Lando and Han Solo thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And did you see how they shook hands? And like Thor puts his hand up to shake his hand, and Loki puts his finger down, and like Thor just takes his whole he grabs his finger with his whole hand, and they're shaking, and like Loki's just got one finger out. What were you saying the ending of?
Well, so the end, right?
Yeah,
they reveal at the end it's Vision or Ultron, right? Like, you're not really 100% sure. But that is supposed to be... He's supposed to be the character in the next episode.
Okay. So you think it's going to actually tie in?
I think so. Or at least, like, not in the sense that we're going to see Party Thor again. Like, I don't think we're going to see any of those characters again.
Right.
It's just, I think it's going to pick up with Vision / Ultron or whatever, you know, whoever it was. Again, just that's what I saw.
And here's where the listeners are kind of ahead of us because
they're like, we've already seen
watched
it.
Yeah,
and you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Hey, dum-dums.
But I read that earlier in the week that that was potentially what this was going to happen. So we'll see. I guess we'll know later on if we're right or not. So
we've been wrong before.
I've been wrong many times. So.
Actually, most.
Yeah, most times.
we're wrong most. But when we get it right, we call that December 31st.
I call it out.
Yeah, we do. All right. Speaking of things being wrong.
Yeah. I'm assuming we're mad about the same things, but I guess we'll find out.
All right.
So, do you want to start off with what we liked about the episode?
I love the show.
Raven and Donna Troy.
Yes.
Finally.
I love the show.
Yeah.
This is what I've been like waiting all week to just say this sentence. I love the show. I think it's very well done, very well produced. But this is not my Batman. It is not my anything. It's an alternate story that I honestly want him to change his freaking name.
Yeah. It's they just don't ridiculous. Know what to do with Bruce Wayne. Like, I can't believe they don't know what to do with Bruce Wayne in this show. The idea that Bruce Wayne is committing suicide. By and burning himself to death, right? Like, just, it is so... God, I mean, it's infuriating. I was so mad when I watched that scene.
I was angry.
I was getting angry with the will.
And
right,
I was like,
too,
but I was holding out hope. I was like, is he just doing, like, is he redoing the will for something? Like, where
but
the hell
see it
is this? I want to, like, swear right now. I'm so mad about it. I think it's so, and here's the thing. Like I didn't do my Ted Lasso thing because of that. Like, we have there is zero reason for them to do this. What are you trying to do? It's like, now I defended, you know, Superman in, you know, in Man of Steel. Right. And it's like, I can see, I can wrap my head, even you can wrap your head around it. You don't like it, but you wrap your head around it, right? You're like, all right, well, it's just a different take. Here we go. But this, there's so many, week after week, all we're doing is saying, that's not even close to the character. What are we talking about? Barbara Gordon's a jewel thief, and Bruce Wayne, who's supposed to be like the detective, the smartest guy that figures everything out. Ah, screw it, I'm going to kill myself.
Well, and the thing too is the defining trait of Bruce Wayne in the comics of Batman is willpower, like his will.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have superpowers. My superpower is my fortitude and my will, and it's iron, and I don't give up, and I witnessed this terrible thing, and I forged myself into this.
Right.
And now I'm going to chuck it all. I'm going to give up. I hated it in the when Christian Bale took 2 years off in the Christopher Nolan movie or whatever because his girlfriend died. I was like, Batman doesn't do that.
No.
And now we've taken it another step further. First of all, he doesn't abandon Gotham and disappear. And then he definitely doesn't go to some island in Scotland or wherever he is and commit suicide, you know. And then I was thinking, the other thing
ridiculous.
I was thinking too that really that irritated me on another level was that he has the guy, he redoes his will to do whatever. We don't know who he's leaving anything to.
I was so, I wanted, like when it was happening and they showed the will up there, I wanted to freeze it,
kinda,
screen grab it and read it, but I was so pissed when it was over. I'm like, I don't even want to see that anymore.
But he redoes his will, signs it, leaves it on the desk, and then he's going to burn the goddamn castle down to kill himself. Well, the will is not fireproof, right? I was like, obviously the lawyer probably has another copy, but they went to the symbolic gesture of him signing it and leaving it on the table, and then he sets the place on fire. And it's like, nobody's going to read that will because you just burned it up. And then the other thing that kind of got to me, too, is like, nobody knows where he is, right? Like, he's gone. Nobody knows where he went. But right before he dies, Donna Troy, who was dead 5 minutes ago, pops in to save him. Like, what were you doing there? Like, how did you know to go there? How did you save him? How did you find him? Like, that, to me, was also ridiculous. It's like, nobody knows where he's at.
Yeah.
I could see if there was a scene, like, in the dead zone where she got a glimpse of what was happening and knew where to go.
Right.
But there wasn't that. So it's like, she just shows up there and saves him at the last minute. But, yeah. Overall, the episode was fine. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of these, like, we're going to run around in the afterlife type of things, but it was fine. It was very supernatural. They're driving around in the Impala, and, you know,
yes.
They get all this stuff going
and
on.
And you knew Hank wasn't coming back.
Exactly.
As soon as you saw him, you're like, well, he doesn't even have a body to go back
to. That was my thing. Is like, she has a body to go back to. He was blown to bits.
They
like,
all do.
He's not coming to anywhere, But it was fine. I was glad to get Raven. I really liked the whole thing with her having to build the rock formation back. And
you know, her frustration. I love her talking
the frustrations,
back to,
but the like, kind of the lessons with they didn't do a great job of saying where, like, I don't know for sure if they were on Themyscira or if they were like the Amazons but
your, actually,
the assumption
I
is that that's where they were on Paradise Island and those are the Amazons.
It actually looked like that's where we were going when we first went to Bruce Wayne's Scottish castle.
His Scottish castle.
And you're like, oh, we're going to Oh, no, we're going to watch Bruce Wayne kill himself.
The other thing about, let's backtrack for a second, too. The lawyer kind of knows what's going on. And instead of, like, calling the doctors
family?
Or the shrinks or the Bat family and says, hey, something's going on with Bruce. He just says, are you sure you want to do this? Okay. And he picks up his briefcase and he leaves.
Yeah.
Like,
is that all you need of me? Because I don't want to burn.
Yeah. Like, so that was kind of weird, too.
May
but,
I be excused before you burn down this stone building?
Right. But yeah, like the whole, you know, again, I was just super happy to finally get to the Raven and Donna story and, you know, get Donna back and all that stuff is great, you know. And so I'm looking forward to that going forward. But, yeah, that whole Bruce Wayne thing at the end just really set me on fire. And I was just like, no pun intended. But
I was like, what the hell? I was on the nose.
So mad when I watched that. I said something to Lydia, too. I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
It is. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous.
And right. And what's the reason for that story choice?
So like, what
narrative are you like advancing by having Bruce this guy? You know?
It's like
nothing.
There's nothing. Nothing. There's zero reason to do that. And there's zero reason to have Barbara be a jewel thief.
Right.
I don't know what they're doing. None of it makes sense.
And there's like characters that they're doing very well. And then there's other characters that they just don't know what to do with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
I mean, for all intents and purposes, this is a different Red Hood. But
right.
I get it. It's based on the Red Hood.
It's based on an alternate story. You know, this whole thing with Scarecrow, and it's very different than the Red Hood from the comics.
But it's actually a mirror image of the same story. It's just a different story, you know, a different version of that story. Right. To actually take characters like Barbara Gordon, who's a pretty big character in the Batman universe. And, Bruce Wayne?
Yeah, Bruce Wayne is, you know, one of the Trinity, right? Like, there's three characters in DC, and, like, you don't know what to do with with Bruce Wayne. It's like...
And how about Bruce Wayne's killing himself, and Donna is the one that found... Not Superman.
Right, right.
Not, like, you know, not, like, his best friend, Superman. Right. You know, not any... Because they're in this universe, because I don't know what season it was where Superman, Wonder Woman, and Batman were in one room, and wasn't it like Dick and Donna were in the bedroom or something like that when they were kids?
Yeah.
They were younger. Right. So it was like, we loved that episode. We're like, yeah, because you have the reality of the world outside of this Titans world.
Just the fact that they talked about Diana and Clark and being there. But my thing is like, even going back to last season, you did not have to even bring Bruce Wayne into this show.
No.
You know, like, he's really not been that pivotal to any storylines. So the fact that you chose to bring him in, and then this is what you choose to do with him, is just so, it's so infuriating to me.
Well, are they
going to
do a Bob Newhart, and like, this whole thing is in somebody's head?
He wakes up, and he's back in bed with Suzanne Plachet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, I'll get that. I mean, like, literally, not even within the story. Like, it's literally, we're in Bob Newhart now. I hope that this has a purpose.
Yeah.
Because they're really, there's like a 99% chance that they're going to screw it up because I can't even imagine how this could actually make sense. How the writers are sitting down going, oh, this is good. How is DC signing off on this?
Well, the thing is, so Donna went to him. She specifically was looking for him for a reason, right? I'm hoping that like this is his wake up call, like whatever it is, her finding him snaps him out of whatever funk he's in, and he comes back and he plays a meaningful part in wrapping up the season. If that is not what happens, and even that almost doesn't undo what they've already done, but if they at least make him heroic in some fashion,
right?
By the end of this show.
I have an interesting comment that I heard from a guy the other day. So I do, I've had a bunch of hockey meetings the last month, a couple a week, sometimes two a day. And I was in a goalie meeting, goalie coaching meeting on Zoom. And there was a guy, so when I do my Zoom meetings, I actually hang some hockey jerseys behind me, and people laugh because they know I podcast. Well, one of the guys in the meeting is a comic book fan, and our goalie meeting kind of got diverted into comics. And he actually said, he goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I have to admit, I'm not a DC fan. And I was like, that's okay. He loves Marvel. And what he liked between the two of them, or the difference was, he felt that the DC characters were too shallow, and the Marvel characters had more character. They had flaws. They had, you know, they had multiple sides to them. Peter right. Parker wasn't perfect, but he was a kid that made right. mistakes, and this is how they deal with it. And all the diversity that Marvel had, and how it was, that's how it could relate to every man. And I right. said, but that's why I like both. I go, what I find interesting about DC is, on the surface, yeah, their characters are shallow because they are supposed to be the black and white. That's what the character flaw to me in Superman is, that he's perfect. Right. There is no flaw. And that's, no, we're not supposed to be like Superman, but we're maybe supposed to be striving to be that. But then there's Bruce Wayne, who has his, he has his moral code that he will not deviate from no matter what. And it's black and white. It's this and that. And you do not do this, but you persevere. You do that. It's just like, this is what we do. And it's in every single character. You can go right down the line. It's like they're fairly shallow.
Right.
What they're doing here is they're decimating that part of Bruce Wayne.
Right.
And it's like, they're giving him flaw. They're giving him flaw. Well, these characters aren't supposed to be like that. He's supposed to be, like you said, he's supposed to persevere. He's the what people look at when they're going through a hard time in right. life. And they look at it and go, I want to just kill myself. But you know what? Bruce Wayne wouldn't do that. And right. it's like, I'm not saying that's what people do, but you know what I mean?
Know.
But yeah. you need to have that. You need to have these things, and to take something that's like, and do that to the character that's been this way for 80 years. And you're right. like, ah, screw it. They're just going to kill himself. And in such a weird way.
Right. Like, I'm just going to burn myself to death.
Yeah. They're like, I mean, in the books, in all of these, I mean, he invents like the most incredible things, like right. What do they call it? The Watchtower or whatever. It's like right. he built all that stuff. That's Bruce Wayne. His money is like Tony Stark, Bruce right. Wayne, same person. The difference is Tony Stark is, up until he found Iron Man, he literally was drinking himself to death. He has flaws. Right. He's the opposite of that. Well, now they're taking Bruce Wayne and they're like, eh. Yeah. And until I just said, they're turning him into Tony Stark. We already have that.
Yeah.
But he's not as comical. Yeah. He's not as fun to watch.
Right.
Oh, poor me. I'm going to go and burn down a castle with me in it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty rough one. So we'll see. I don't know how they redeem that.
I don't either.
I don't know how they take that back or walk that back, but we'll see.
Yeah. But like I said,
the treatment of both of those characters has been really off. And I don't know. And I don't know why. That's the whole thing. It's like they're off for no reason.
Yeah.
You know. So
I mean, I like the show. I like the quality of the show. I think, but it's just not, it shouldn't be called Titans.
Yeah.
It should be called like The Boys or something. Like right. it's like, you know what I mean? Like it's an alternate, it's not even the characters. It's just
right.
too bad. But oh wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
2 days. Well, 2 days from when we're talking right now. We'll see what happens next. But
yeah.
What do we got? 3 episodes left?
I think there's now 3 left.
Now the gangs should be all together.
Yeah, everybody's back. You know, Donna's back. Raven should be on her way back because, you know, Donna was gone from the island. So
right.
I'm sure she'll be heading back to Gotham or, you know, wherever. So, yeah, we'll see.
I'll tell you this much. Got us riled up.
Well, it did. It did.
You know, so... I don't know.
It did do that.
We'll see. All right. I guess that'll do it, John.
I think so.
All right. It's tough. Tough when you end a show like this because, you know.
He was rode wet and put away hard.
Yeah. Not easy. You know, yeah. I don't like to be put away hard.
I do.
And that'll do it. That'll.